Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Stand by while Noah's Audacity takes a shit.
There we go. Now Audacity wants to record.
That's a juicy shit, Audacity. You gonna clog up a motherfucking toilet. I'm gonna wreck it! Wreck it, Ralph. Nothing?
You're stupid.
Now if I go see that movie, I'm gonna insert my own fart jokes.
Well, was it Jeff who was saying that somebody said that every time they went to the bathroom? Or was it you, Noah?
No, that must have been Jeff.
And he goes, now he thinks about it every time he's going to go to the bathroom and do number two. He's like, I'm going to wreck it. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Noah has a birthday party. NBC sucks. Noah reviews Cloud Atlas, Xbox bullshit, and upcoming movie sequels. And when you hear this sound...
Heroes. There is no such thing.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Tim, you're not funny.
We were born in the tan. You merely adopted it.
Perhaps he's wondering why you would record a tan before throwing him out of a plane.
Oh, sillies. So who are you?
I'm Tim.
Okay, sorry.
The T and Tancast.
I'm Andy.
That's me.
The A and Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N and Tancast.
And when you hear this sound, you'll know that Noah's still eating breakfast.
Means nothing.
We skipped Tan last week, so let's make sure we do it right off the bat this week. Tan Laughs, let's go! Boom!
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Because it's 10 laughs, 10 laugh time. You send them in and we read those funny 10 laughs, 10 laughs. Ow!
Oh god, I'm unprepared.
Too bad, fuck stick.
I don't want to do it. I'm boycotting 10 laughs.
No one will know the difference. Because you suck.
I suck.
All right.
Suck.
So, literally, Alyssa sent me some tan laughs just as I was listening to the episode where she read a tan laugh into my recorder at a show she came and saw, I think in Davis or Sacramento. I had just finished hearing her, and then my email clicked on. I was like, oh, shit, that's Alyssa. I just heard her reading a tan laugh. And then she sent some more tan laughs, so I'm reading these tan laughs. Because apparently it was a sign.
Ah, yes.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my mind. I saw the sign.
Pretty sure it opened up your eyes.
You know what's worse than Ace of Base? Noah covering Ace of Base.
That's the best thing in the world.
I thought the best thing in the world was to defeat your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of their women.
Well, all right. That's second best.
Or something to
those
effects.
There's room for two at the top.
Okay.
While that is all going on, Noah is covering Ace of Base. How do you think you defeated your enemies? We give! Why do you think the women are lamentating?
That's like crying, right? Or... something?
Well, lamenting. It's like wailing and crying. It's crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of their women. But yes, it's like crying, wailing, gnashing of teeth.
All right, so Alyssa, stand laugh.
Let's talk about lamentation. Lamentation, lamentation.
Hi, boys.
Lamentation.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Lamentation.
Hi, boys. I lack some sort of witty remark to preface these jokes, so I'll just jump right into it. These are all really cheesy, as per usual for me. Mexican jokes and black jokes are pretty much the same. Once you've heard Juan, you've heard Jamal.
Awful.
What do you call someone with no body and no nose?
Steve.
Nobody knows.
Oh. Awful.
When I found out my toaster wasn't waterproof, I was shocked.
It's a pun.
A friend showed me a Rage comic on the internet, but I already read it. Spelled R-E-D-D-I-T.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Change is hard. Have you ever tried to bend a coin?
Silliness!
Awful. And why did the Little Mermaid wear seashells?
I don't know.
She was too big for B-shells. Oh, big titty jokes! Yeah!
Big ass titties.
That mermaid got some big old titty. That's all, folks. Bye! There you go. That's how it ends.
Speaking of big ass titties, Tim,
I like how this is starting.
I got two of them, and they're both Twitter related.
I don't like this anymore. Oh, okay.
I'm assuming Tim.
I thought you were saying you had two of them. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear about Andy's big ass titties.
Yeah. Check out my bodacious tatas. Max has seen them. Testify. I'm assuming it was Tim that tweeted as Tancast and said that wives are way more interesting than kids. They whip their boobs back and forth.
Yes.
That made me laugh so hard this morning.
I don't have it in front of me, but someone was saying they were listening to old Tancast and there should be a special jingle for when Tim talks about his wife, because it happens surprisingly often.
I agree.
They whip their boobs back and forth. They whip their boobs back and forth. They whip their boobs back and forth. Britsky.
And Angela Ray, one of our listeners, tweeted at me and at Tancast and said, look who tells me the weather now, and it's a picture of Dagmar Big Tits Midcap. So I tweeted back as Tancast and said, tell her to show her your tits. Tradition.
Wait, she's not in Atlanta anymore?
Oh, no, she left Atlanta years ago.
What happened?
I think, like, a family member of hers got sick or something like that, so she, like, quit doing the weather to go take care of the family member and then wound up somewhere else.
Sad.
I know.
Those tits are ready to go national.
I know. Now we have, like, I think dude's name is Ken Burns, and his tits just are not up to...
Snuff?
No.
Well, and his weather reports take, like, 5 hours.
Burr?
Ken Burns. Ken Burns baseball. Ken Burns Civil War. Nothing? All right.
Nope.
It's a documentary reference. Come on, cultured fuck. Where are you?
I got nothing. Oh, right. She started as the weekday evening meteorologist for KNSD in San Diego, California.
Oh, shit.
I used to watch KNSD.
The tits have come home to roost.
I know. Now I know where I that's just further sign. I got to get back to San Diego.
The tits have come home to roost, sir.
She needs to... Fuck Al Roker. Those tits need to be on the stage show.
Uh-huh. Now tell us what the weather's going to be like in our neck of the pants.
You guys are silly.
Anybody else got a tan laugh?
I got some.
Those got tan laughs!
Fine, let's just do everything Noah wants to do.
How... Oh, this is Thin and by Jonathan... How many men does it take to open a beer?
God damn it, that's the same set of jokes I was going to do.
None.
I don't know. It's certainly not open on my screen right now.
None. It should be open when she brings it. Ba-dump. Why is a laundromat a really bad place to pick up women?
Because it's full of smelly homeless people?
Because a woman who can't even afford a washing machine will probably never be able to support you.
Aww.
Why do women have smaller feet than men?
Because genetically they're a smaller, weaker species.
It's one of those evolutionary things that allows them to stand closer to the kitchen sink.
Oh,
I've heard that one.
How do you know when a woman is about to say something smart?
I'll let you know if it ever happens.
When she starts a sentence with a man once
saying,
told me.
My husband told me.
I'm trying to come up with more fucked up punchlines that are actually going to be read.
How do you fix
I
a woman?
I actually hadn't read that one.
You actually had read that one?
No, I said I actually hadn't read that one. I was just like, oh, I can see where this pattern is going.
How do you fix a woman's watch?
With an elbow to the face.
Jesus.
You don't. There's a clock on the oven sent for my iPhone.
Boom!
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I've decided to suddenly turn my persona on Tancast into the most fucked up individual in the world, but it's fun.
Because you like pushing buttons.
I do, but not all the time.
No.
It's good to have an outlet for pushing buttons.
Yep. Because you got to bottle it up while you're at work.
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to like, oh, look.
That reminds me of something, so read your 10 laughs so we can move on.
All right.
Nope.
Well, speaking of Jesus, these 10 laughs come from Jesus!
Praise the Lord.
He says he found the first one on a YouTube comment. I'm afraid this is about to be racist and horrible. An old lady calls 911. When the operator answers, she yells, "Help, send the police right away. There's a damn Democrat on my front porch and he's playing with himself." "What?" the operator exclaimed. "I said there's a damn Democrat on my front porch playing with himself and he's weird. I don't know him and I'm afraid. Please send the police," the little old lady repeated. "Well, how do you know he's a Democrat?" "Because, you damn fool, if it was a Republican, he'd be screwing somebody."
Zing!
Weird. A woman and her boyfriend are out having a few drinks. While they're sitting there having a good time together, she starts talking about this new drink. The more she talks about it, the more excited she gets and starts trying to talk her boyfriend into having one, and he finally agrees. The bartender puts a salt shaker, a shot of Bailey's, and a shot of lime juice in front of the boyfriend. He puts salt on his tongue, shoots the shot of Bailey's, which is a smooth, rich, and very pleasant, and finally takes a shot of lime juice. In 1 second, the sharp lime taste hits. At second two, the Bailey's curdles. And in 3 seconds, the salty, curdled taste and mucus-like consistency hits. At 4 seconds, it feels like he has a mouthful of nasty snot. This, of course, triggers the gag reflex, but being manly and not wanting to disappoint his girlfriend, he swallows the now foul-tasting drink. When he finally chokes it down, he asks his girlfriend, "Fuck, what do you call that?" She smiles and says, "Blowjob revenge."
Boom. Women love sucking dick and swallowing jism. It's a fact.
Episode title.
It gives them all the nutrients they need throughout the day to do all the housework.
Puts a nice sheen on their coat.
Oh, man.
Oh, my wife told me she was hungry. This is weeks ago. She's like, "I'm hungry." I whipped it out. I went, ah. She said, "I said I'm hungry, not I want a snack." I went, "So suck it twice." Then I jumped quickly away.
Boop.
Oh, good times with dicks.
Episode title.
Are you just gonna say that every time you find something funny? Episode title.
Perhaps.
Are you gonna do it in your regular life? You just listen to somebody. Episode title.
Yep. Just walk around to people. Episode title. What? Who are you?
Speaking of penises, my wife was operating under the assumption that that dads teach their son dick tricks, like, you know, the lumberjack or clearing the forest or the helicopter or whatever.
Where do women get these things from?
Like, no, this isn't passed down father to son. Son, I want you to see something. Okay. Up, down, up, down, up, down. This is chopping wood, also called the lumberjack. Side, 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 side. This is clearing the forest.
Down, 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 up, up, left, left, right, right. This is the Konami code. The Konami chode.
The Konami chode is up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, left ball, right ball, select chode.
Taint.
God damn it.
Konami chode. Also a possible episode title.
Do it. Oh, the Konami code works in Borderlands, and by works, I mean unlocks a secret hidden thing in the options, and by secret hidden thing, I mean an option that literally says, "This does nothing."
Awesome.
So you and can put in the Konami code, then go find the thing it did for it to tell you, nothing.
Wait, why did you do that? Or did you read it somewhere?
I read it somewhere.
Nice.
No, I just... Everything in life, I try the Konami code. I get in the car, I turn the key, I enter the Konami code right on the steering wheel.
That would be awesome if it worked on random other things.
Yes!
Like people who just design random electronics.
There have been websites where the Konami code has worked.
Yes.
In fact, I think there's like a list of them.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
No, I'm talking like a toaster oven.
Yeah.
Everything like you just fuck with the everything made needs a D-pad and an AB button and select start.
Yep. Well, it only needs select if it's a two-player item. If it's single user.
Okay.
Honey, I got you a new vibrator. Well, I like my old one just fine. Ah, but this one has a D-pad. Hit the code.
You silly gooses.
I don't know why I went straight to vibrator. What would a toaster that accepts the Konami code do?
I'm not sure.
I think it would butter your toast.
It'd give you 37 extra toasts.
You put in one slice and a loaf comes out.
That'd be sweet.
It would. I guess that would make it a replicator, but like a really limited one. We can have unlimited food as long as you like bread.
Well, works out. I do like bread.
Well, yes.
I don't care what those academic people say. Fuck you. I'm having some bread.
Say, bread will make you fat. I clearly do not
will?
Care.
Yes, it will.
Bread. Oh, now I'm hungry.
Hungry for cocky.
Yes, I haven't eaten breakfast. I'm like Noah. Mm-hmm.
So, how was everyone's week?
Mine was good.
Why is that so funny?
Because I got called into my boss's office at work. I'm like, oh, shit. I've been talking too much shit, and somehow it's gotten back to my boss. So I'm dreading it as I'm going up the stairs. I'm like, fuck.
You know, it's funny.
Say? I mean, it's not like I don't stand by everything I said, but I'm not ready to lose this job yet. And then it turns out I get sort of an extra bonus thing that some of my other coworkers don't get because they've noticed that I've actually been one of the only people who shows up every day and is working hard.
Oh, my God.
Nice!
It actually paid off for you.
Suck it, you lazy fox! Yeah, surf the internet some more, you dingleberries.
Doesn't that make you feel good, Tim?
It does.
Like, you've been bitching all this time, like, look at these fuckers, they have this job, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you get acknowledged that you come in and do your work, unlike the other people. That's good. I like it.
I feel good. Went right back in the room with my dick out. I'm like, look, what are you going to say? Nothing.
Hang
Dick's
on.
Out now.
Let me teach you the helicopter.
Konami chode. I brought it. So Noah came over the other night because it was his birthday,
mm-hmm.
and we had a little soiree.
We partied like it's my birthday.
Yes, he sipped Mike's Hard Lemonade something over ice. What was it called? Mike's Hard on the Rocks.
Hurricane. Like it was my birthday.
There we go. And we also had some Tres Leche cake.
Yes.
Which we did not finish, so I took the rest to the office, and I just wrote free cake. I thought about writing in parentheses, this cake is not a lie. But I was like, no one's going to get it.
Someone might have. You never know.
Well, perhaps. Well, so then one of my annoying coworkers is like I put it in the break room and I just went back into the regular room where I do my work. And then I came out later for break and there was some other no one saw me put it in the break room is, I guess, my point. And I came back and one of my annoying coworkers was talking to one of my slightly less but still kind of annoying coworkers. And they were just talking to each other about the cake. And one of them goes, well, I don't like it. And I literally walked by her, looked her straight in the face. I'm like, well, then you don't have to have any. And I just kept walking. It's like, it was just so snotty. Like, I don't like this kind of cake. I'm like, well, it's fucking free cake. You didn't expect to be here, bitch. You don't have to eat any.
What did she say? Did she say anything?
I don't know. I kept walking. Whatever she said it to my ass.
I'm sorry. I'll run right out and not give a shit.
Episode title. That made me happy. I was like, I finally told you to go fuck yourself.
You don't have to have any shit face.
Yes, the shit face wasn't said out loud, but it was certainly there in tone.
Oh man, that is hilarious.
and it was later in the day when I was called up to the office. I'm like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to catch flack for that comment. You're creating a hostile work environment by telling her she doesn't have to have the free cake that she's complaining about? That's pretty much... Well, I mean, other than Noah coming over, that was fun.
Yeah, it's always good times when we hang out.
Yep. There's a little ass play.
There was... I played with Noah's ass a little bit.
Yeah. Of course you did. It's a good ass. Why wouldn't you?
So much that it deserved Stephanie's husband, Zach.
Did
Like, he walked in and I grabbed it, and then he's like, well, I was going to shake your hand.
I don't know where that ass has been.
Oh, I know where that ass has been. Actually, Utah.
he knew where the ass has been, too, because we had just run the train together. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do the Gary Oldman from Leon the Professional.
Everywhere!
There you go.
I've never even seen that movie.
What I love is you can watch, people have on Reddit have posted GIF images of him doing that, and you can totally tell he is yelling everyone.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
Like, you can hear it.
Even though it's silent, you can hear it over the silence.
Oh, and just all the little motions that his face goes through while he says it. It's amazing.
Gary Oldman's amazing.
He is.
Yes. We only had one scene together.
I tried to kill him.
Before putting him out of a plane.
Before dumping him in the water like a common poo.
Episode title.
Will you stop it, sir?
All right, I'll stop.
Episode title.
So stupid, why do I keep laughing?
Because you can't stop. Won't stop.
Episode title.
Oh, somebody at work. God damn it. Oh my god, the episode title is going to be episode title.
Yep. I realized that 3 times into saying it, and that's what I was going to do.
Oh, I feel like I just saw Behind the Matrix for a second.
Oh, good time.
Look, I can predict the future. Can I fly airplanes too?
Oh, when Noah was over for the party, Michael was, obviously Michael was there, and then Jeff and Miranda and their kids were there, but,
I kick my feet back and forth, 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
So Michael was here, and we did that thing where, they make the baby say all the words he can say as entertainment. I don't know why that just amuses me. Like, say dada, dada. Yay! Say mama, mama. Yay! I'm like, fuck, this is an easy crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I wish my stand-up gigs were this easy. All right, crowd, give me a word. Dada, dada.
if you were his age, it would work.
What I need to do is do a like father, like son, or a Freaky Friday switch with Michael's body. And then I'll just do my stand-up gigs as an 18-month-old.
Oh, shit, you won't blow it.
How you doing? We got some fine bitches in the house. Oh, shit, carcinoma, I'm out.
Man, bitches be shopping.
Shopping. White babies be all like, goo-goo, gaga, sir. Well, black babies
black
be all like...
babies be like all... goo 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 goo. White babies be all like goo 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 goo.
White babies be all like ka ka ka. Black babies be all like,
I got a big dick.
That's my time. You've been a great audience. Somebody change me.
Remember, I'll be selling diapers.
I'll be signing titties in the back.
I'll be selling fresh titty juice.
Oh.
Is anyone lactating in the audience? I'm hungry. Can I get a vodka and her tits on the rocks?
Does anybody here have a vagina? Can I get a ride home? Thank you very much.
Oh, baby, stand up.
Baby, you're so crazy.
Stand-up comic baby sounds like it should be a show on NBC.
For 3 or 4
episode
episodes.
Title.
Yep.
They apparently Dane Cook had a show that was supposed to be on NBC. They greenlit it for 6 episodes. They finished shooting 4 of them, haven't aired a single one of them, and canceled it.
Wow.
Yeah.
NBC is getting really adept at failing. Like, they are just so efficient at it. Oh, fuck. This kind of pisses me off, but My wife and I were watching Mockingbird Lane last night, which I guess is just the pilot. Like, they haven't even greenlit it to be a series yet.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who doesn't get the reference for Mockingbird Lane or hasn't been watching NBC in quite a while, to not know that this thing was coming up, it is a reboot of the Munsters.
Oh, right. I heard about this.
Yes. It is awesome.
Sarcasm?
No. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
It is fucking great.
So they canceled it?
Well, they haven't greenlit it. So apparently, you know, they've got the option for turning it into a series. But they spent all this time promoting it. It just sort of, ends at the end like you would expect a pilot to end. But there's absolutely no commitment on their part that this is actually going to turn into a show. And because it's NBC, I have a really strong feeling that they're just not going to, or they'll greenlit six shows and show three of them, and they'll move them all on to different nights every single week, and it will not get any sort of attachment. But I fucking loved the pilot.
What was so great about it?
It's got Eddie Izzard, who is always hilarious, and he's playing Grandpa, and he... So it's not like... I mean, it's... Okay, so it's like the Munsters. It's all the same characters as the Munsters, but... Like, in the 60s, the Munsters had to be sort of, they couldn't be terribly monstrous. They just had to be, nice, normal people who happened to have, neck bolts or, you know, vampire fangs or whatever. But Grandpa Eddie Izzard, he's actually a fucking vampire. So, hypnotizing the neighbors, drinking blood, whole nine yards. Jerry O'Connell is playing Herman Munster.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he looks fairly human, except you can tell, his head's stitched on. A tiny spoiler for one joke. But one person tells him, oh, hey, I like your necklace. Then they get a little closer. That's that, Because it looks like a fucking zipper all the way around his neck. It's just, staples in there to hold, his head on.
Hot.
So he's kind of fallen apart. Portia de Rossi plays Lily, Grandpa's daughter, so she's also a vampire. I don't know the name of the little kid who's playing Eddie or the pretty girl who's playing Marilyn, but they were both freaking fantastic too. And the guy who developed the series, Brian Fuller, is the same guy who brought us Dead Like Me and Pushing Daisies. Also fucking wonderful TV.
Of course the show is destined to not get any traction.
Well, Dead Like Me was on, what was it, HBO, Showtime? I can't remember. I think it's Showtime.
How long is the show?
It was an hour last night. Yeah, Dead Like Me was on Showtime and made it 29 episodes. That wasn't too bad. Pushing Daisies got canceled way too soon, though. It barely got a second season, and then they spent the second season, I think they shortened it. At least Pushing Daisies, though, got to quickly turn their final episode into a series finale. But it made it, two half seasons, and that was fucking it.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, so it was like having a taste of something great, and you just know that somebody's going to shit all over it later.
That's life, man.
It is.
I saw Cloud Atlas last night.
How was that? Because it's been getting kind of mixed to mediocre reviews.
I'm not sure if I liked it.
Okay.
It feels
get back to us when you make a decision.
It feels like one of those movies that I have to go back and either go, oh, wait, what they're doing here is really genius, or I'm like, nope, this doesn't make any fucking sense. I guess they kind of made this clear and going back and thinking about it, but I have to go back and think about every story to see if it falls through in the movie. But basically, in the book, each story is a character in that story is reading the next story in the series. So it's multiple stories. And they made it clear for some, but I don't think they made it clear for all the stories in the movie. And I'm not sure if there's some over-connecting theme for the stories. Some of the stories are actually directly connected. They are just points in a timeline. Where other stories... And actually, that may be the case for all the stories, but it's very obvious for two stories. Yes, these are obviously connected because there's, overlapping... There's a character that's overlapping. And there's slow parts to it, it's just a lot of dialogue, and you're where is this leading to? it's one of those stories where it's like, it's not very clear, like, where it's going to. Like, you know, if you see a James Bond movie, you're like, okay, you know, he's got to find the bad guys, he's got to fight him, he's got to save the world. Like, this is just, like, almost like just a snapshot in time. But, I mean, there is kind of, like, a point, but, like, it's not very clear at first, like, what is. I don't know. There was definitely some good parts, like some funny parts, some kind of cool action-y parts. There felt like shades of Matrix in it.
Well, unsurprising, considering wasn't the director Lana Wachowski?
No, actually the director is Run Lola Run. Well, so I think they directed some parts of it, but I also think it was directed by the guy who did Run Lola Run. Let me double check. But also it's based on a book. So yeah, I mean, yeah, there were stages of the Matrix, but also, like, you know, this... And I don't know how much they changed, though. But I want to learn more. I meant to read the Wikipedia to kind of get a better idea of what was going on. Because I definitely want to learn more to see if there's something, like, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense now.
I just looked it up, and it looks like Tom Tykwer? Tykwer? Don't know how to pronounce it. But the Run Lola Run guy. Was credited alongside the Wachowski siblings.
Yeah. So this is the story. It's an exploration of how the actions of an individual lives impact one another in the past, present, future, as one soul is shaped from a killer into a hero, an act of kindness ripples across centuries to inspire a revolution. I'll have to think about that. Like, I don't know if I picked up on that when I was watching it.
Rotten Tomatoes consensus for it was something along the lines of... Actually, if I wait half a second, I can say what it was. It is, sprawling, ambitious blend of thought-provoking narrative and eye-catching visuals will prove too unwieldy for some. Sheer size of the scope are all but impossible to ignore. Which is weird, because I'm pretty sure when I looked at it yesterday, it was something along the lines of, like, a well-meaning mess. Like, I think they changed the consensus when it went from 59 to 61%. Like, well, we better rewrite that so it sounds a little more positive.
I didn't know there was a consensus on Rotten Tomatoes. That's interesting. Yeah, I think I'd have to think about, like, the impact of one other in the past. Like, some it seems obvious. Oh, now that I think about it, I'm starting to see more threads of, like, them connecting. But I'm not sure how big the impact is. Some of the stories there was a bigger impact. Other stories, I'd have to think about it. But anyways, there it is. It's fucking long. Visuals were very pretty. So, see you in the theater? Maybe not. I don't know. It's kind of iffy.
Fair enough.
Is Tim still there?
I don't know. Maybe he's wandered off. I heard some whispering before.
What are you, Andy?
Well, since Tim has dropped off, before I talk about a movie that I'm super excited to go see in many, 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 many months, what do you think of the new Xbox dashboard update?
I haven't explored it.
Okay. I think it's a lot like the old one. A lot of the things I didn't like about the old one seem to still be there. I also didn't like that it looks like the stuff that you do for entering codes, they went from a keyboard that was way too wide, way too many things all stuck on one keyboard, so it took forever to scroll around. But they took it from a keyboard where it was like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever, to like a QWERTY layout.
Right.
But I'm typing things by navigating the little cursor around. So it would be like if I had one finger and one limb and I couldn't just pick that finger up, but rather had to slide it around the keyboard to hunt and peck type.
Well, maybe the thinking is, like, we're so used to QWERTY keyboards, it's easier for you to find the keys as opposed to...
Yeah, you know what we're all even more used to?
The alphabet.
The alphabet. Yeah, because I'm not spelling a word. So, like, if I know from muscle memory how to spell, like, bat or Tylenol or whatever, that's great. But QBX3RJY? No. I'm going to be hunting and pecking that shit. I'm going to be going, okay, where's the X? Fuck, the X is way, 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 way from the Y. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And I don't like how, like... I get that they've got a whole shitload of different service things that they want to push on you. Like, buy this game, buy this movie, buy this TV show, buy this other thing, buy this add-on, buy this stupid shirt for your fucking avatar. All the rest of that stuff. But it's like, I want to watch things I already have, play things I already have. If I want to go shopping, just let me open up like a store menu. But the last two updates, the previous one to this one and this one, is just all about this featured shit that they want to toss in front of you. It's like, I'm paying 50 fucking bucks a year for this thing. What's with the ads? And it's not like I'm paying, you know, 80 or 100 bucks or whatever a month for cable, and yet the TV shows also have ads. This would be like if HBO just suddenly decided that three quarters of the show needed to be overlays like the fucking networks do about all the other shows that they want you to stay and watch. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like the only reason I have Xbox Live Gold is because of so I can play with you guys. And then I never really explore any of the other features. Like, I just load it and I go into the game. Or I used to download demos, but I haven't done that in a while. So it's like, I don't really use the interface that much. I'm more in my PS3, if anything, because it's free to watch Netflix movies. So I'm like, why would I pay for a service on top of a service so I can use this service?
Yeah, since I was already paying for Live, I do watch Netflix on there.
Yeah.
But their fucking commitment to pushing everything to their goddamn Kinect. They updated Netflix to make it Kinect ready, which means that if you try to go search for something in the Xbox Kinect interface, it is one string across the top of all of the letters, A, B, C, D, E, all the way out, and then the numbers. So you can't type going like up, down, left, right, whatever. It's left, 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 B, left, A. Right, 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 R.
That sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like a poor design choice.
Yeah, it's like, you know, your quote-unquote upgraded interface shouldn't make me scream and run to go grab a keyboard and plug it into the front of your machine.
Can you just plug in any USB keyboard?
Or turn on my PlayStation.
So I think I talked over you. Can plug in a USB keyboard?
Yeah, I think you can.
Oh, okay.
The ones I've tried all have worked.
Cool. That is good to know.
So Tim is back. Or is he not? There he
Tim?
Is.
Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been back for some time, but I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yep, we were talking about Xbox.
Keyboards, and I'm like, fuck, this is clearly not for me. I'll just sit here and wait it out.
Good deal. So back to things Tim might care about. I saw a trailer for Iron Man on Friday.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
Oh, I saw that too.
Oh my goodness.
I think we all saw that.
I have mixed feelings.
Why do you have mixed feelings?
I think it looks cool, but I don't really think Iron Man needs to go dark. And I feel like they're like, okay, we're gonna do some of that darkness that made Dark Knight so good.
Iron Man's kind of a dark character.
That's what Zach says. I don't agree with either one of you.
Fair enough. Have you read much Iron Man, or are you just like the shiny suit?
Have you seen the fucking movies? Because that's what this is a part of, that same series of movies.
True.
I saw Avengers. It was all jokes and good times.
Right, but the source material is still the comic books.
Right, but if the movies all of a sudden took a left turn into dark, that would be odd, because they haven't been super dark up till now.
The second one was dealing with his impending death.
Yeah, but even then, it wasn't like death and gloom and doom.
It's more like, why is Tony being a dick?
Yeah, also, it's like, look at him, he's going to be...
Also, why do his balls look like a crossword puzzle?
We're also just basing this off the trailer. I mean, it could be that they just cut the trailer to show, like, all the super dark parts. Granted, I don't think, you know, they did that, but, you know, there are times when, like, you watch a trailer and you're like, well, that trailer is not a lot like the movie. Like, the tone, like, was a little bit different.
Trailer spoiler, I would say the Mandarin having his home missile attacked and then dropped into the water while Tony and Pepper are in it. That's a little darker. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of shit going on with Mickey Rourke. Oh, yeah, and they can just totally time the explosions.
I will say some of the Avengers trailers looked a lot darker than the movie ended up being.
This is true. There were moments in that movie, though.
Yes, moments, but this made it seem like this made it look like it's going to be a Dark Knight type movie as opposed to an Avengers Iron Man type movie.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, it looked very like Dark Knight. Like, and that you will be fucking torn down to be built back up.
Yes.
You were born. I was born in the Iron Man suit. You merely adopted it.
Yeah, I'd been thinking for a while of who I wanted them to have play the Mandarin. And honestly, that first terrorist guy that that was like demanding in the first Iron Man movie that he make the Jericho missile for them and all the rest of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Up until about three quarters of the way through the movie, and I won't spoil for anybody if they haven't seen it, but there was finally something for me about three quarters of the way through the movie where I was like, oh, okay, this guy is not like an homage to the Mandarin. Because like his terrorist organization was called something like the Ten Rings or something like that. So the Mandarin's known for having these 10 rings that do different things.
Yep.
That's kind of his thing. That's why there's a shot in the trailer for Iron Man 3 that shows his hand with a bunch of crazy ass looking rings on it.
No, these aren't the... No. This is different than the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes. Yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet has the... What are they? The Infinity Gems? The Universal
Gems?
Right,
and there are only five of those.
Yeah, and there's five.
Or six. There's the one that go in the middle.
I had thought there wasn't one on the thumb. I thought there was like one on each finger and then one in the middle.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we both could be wrong.
We got super book nerdy there.
That's how we do.
It is how we do.
I don't read any of the Iron Man comics, so I don't have anything to say on these issues.
It's been kind of in several different incarnations, at least, of Iron Man, there's been this underlying thing of, he's fabulously wealthy and he's... kind of like a public face for superheroes. Like, people know who he is. But he's had girlfriends murdered by people who were after him. He's had to fake his own death several times to try to get away from people who are much stronger than him. And a lot of struggling with alcoholism.
Yay!
That
should be very cinematic.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm excited about James Bondy.
Yes, me too. Javier Bardem looking just platinum blonde. Sexy times.
What?
Sexy time. How about Die Hard 5? I know you're all excited for Die Hard 5.
Actually, I kind of am.
Oh.
Wait, let's back up. Is there a new trailer that shows more than the teaser I saw?
There's a 2.5-minute long trailer for Die Hard.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
No, I'm backing up to Bond.
Oh, you're backing up to Bond.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's been more than a teaser trailer for Bond.
Yeah.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
Man, I don't think I've seen Javier Bardem, so I will need to investigate further. Anyways.
It's difficult to tell that it's him.
Okay. I'll do some research after this episode's over. The Die Hard 4 movie was so good and surprised me so much that I'm like, maybe this next one will be pretty good.
That's funny. I didn't particularly enjoy Die Hard 4.
Yes, you didn't enjoy Die Hard 4.
But I loved 1 and 3, and this is 5, and I'm wondering if it's going to do like a Star Trek thing.
Don't be stupid.
Where it's like every other one.
What didn't you like about 4?
It was so watered down because they didn't go for an R rating. Boo.
Damn, you're an asshole.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Is that not what you were going to say?
No, it's exactly what I was going to say.
And were you going to use that exact voice?
No. I was going to use my Mad Hatter voice.
That was my bad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they didn't go for the R rating.
It was so watered down because they were going for an R rating.
But I don't know. It was just enjoyable. It had some fun action.
It did have some fun action, but other parts of the action were, not over the top in, oh, holy hell, that's awesome!
But
just sort of, that was, hitting the helicopter with the car could have been so much more awesome than it was, but the way it was sort of like he did it, and it's like, yeah, I hit helicopters with the cars all the time.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's why I made it awesome. That's not what he said. He said, I was out of bullets.
I know.
So I had to improvise.
I know. But, boom. His reaction should have been something more like... He should have expressed the fact that he had just fucking hit a helicopter with a car.
He's fucking John McClane!
He was busy having just jumped out of said speeding
this
car,
is true.
And he was a little tired.
Yep.
He does crazy shit all the time!
I like when he's fighting that guy towards the end, and he drops him in that... whatever that spinning fan was, and he goes... And he goes, oh, no! That's gross.
When he was fighting that girl, he said some funny shit when he was fighting that girl. I can't remember it now.
See,
though.
That scene, yeah, like that thing with hitting her with the car and then his little one-liners or whatever, just it felt like somebody else should have been writing those one-liners. Like, they just needed to get a different dialogue guy in there, because there's better shit they could have done. And I like Timothy Oliphant, but he just didn't seem as threatening as the bad guys in the other movies.
Hmm. Well, the poster for Die Hard 5, it's literally a picture of Bruce Willis's head, and it says, Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia.
Yeah. I'm pretty okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Oh, yes.
Stop yourself. That's stupid.
Because it's dumb, but funny.
Well, you're half right.
All
right.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia.
Also, I don't think Justin Long is going to be in this one, and I am okay with that.
Oh, I thought he was good in that one.
Okay.
You didn't like Justin Long either, Tim?
What's that?
Are you talking to us, or are you talking to someone else, Tim?
No,
I'm talking to you guys, but I can barely hear you guys because you keep sounding like this.
Are you sure it's you guys or Noah? Because Noah sounds like that to me, too, and you don't sound like that to me, Tim.
Okay, well, you've been... It sounds like every so often you go behind, like, a screen, and then all of a sudden you sound really clear. So you haven't been cutting in and out, but it's just like, it's be like Andy's talking, and then Andy's talking like this, and all of a sudden Andy's talking like this again. And I was like, oh, there, now he's right back in my ear.
Sorry.
But then Noah keeps talking like he's Max Headroom running out of gas. Max Headroom. There's a reference for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying, I thought Justin Long did a fine job in Die Hard 4.
I agree.
Okay. You said okay, and I wasn't sure what you were saying okay to. I'm like, is it just okay? Like, oh, you can think that.
Well, from my perspective, I couldn't tell you had finished talking, so I was like, okay, finish talking.
Gotcha.
Oh.
And welcome to Piecing Shit Together Over an Internet Connection.
Yeah.
On Tancast.
I'm your host, and...
For a second, I thought something had gone wrong. I was like, oh, ha-ha. Episode title.
Yes, it's usually much safer to assume that there's been a mishap, not that I said something funny.
So true.
Yes.
So true.
Hey, I got a random question for you guys.
No.
Shoot. Because they moved us around at work, because they're, like, rebuilding a bunch of shit. So my whole team is, like, kind of in the bowels of the building. But we're, like, on a main floor now, so there's, like, a lot more foot traffic outside the area where we're at. And the way the building is set up, it's, like, super long and fairly narrow, compared to how long it is. So it has, like, this one main hallway that goes basically from one side of the building to the other side. So when you go out of our section of the building, there's just, like, this long, probably 300, maybe even 400 feet, just straight shot. And you'll see people coming, obviously, like, a football field away from you. What point do you, like, make eye contact, nod, smile, whatever? Because it's going to take you, like, 3 minutes to pass them. So, like, you just, like, stare at them, like, stare them in the eyes until you get close enough, and then, like, nod, smile, and everything? Or do you, like, nod and smile, and then, like, you know, take 15 steps, and nod and smile again? Or it's just, it's weird. It's awkward.
I would say when you are passing, or when you are within, I say, 6 feet of them. 6 foot range from you is a good time to acknowledge them.
Okay, so
when you have visual contact, you just smile. But then when you get within vocal contact, you follow it up with a hey.
Okay,
so you smile and then you stare off into space or whatever you're doing, and then you get close enough and you go like, "How you doing?" Then you smack them on the ass and say, "Good work, toots."
All right. Oh, so I shouldn't throw them up against the wall and dry hump their leg?
I would leave out the toots part.
Well, you only do that if it's a male coworker.
Okay, gotcha. Should I pinch his scrot sack slightly? Not get a ball. No pinching the balls.
Okay,
just the skin.
As long as you make sure not to get a ball. If it's a female coworker, run the other way.
Okay.
Just to avoid any possible litigation. As soon as you see one, just run away.
Should I yell, titties?
No. That's a hostile work environment.
Oh.
You should yell,
scrot
sack.
Should I yell, poop myself? And then run?
There you go.
Poop myself. You guys.
I don't know why, but the way I said it sounded a little bit like Mickey Mouse. Poop myself. Oh, gosh, Minnie. Gotta go change these pants with these big-ass buttons. I just want to touch you.
Or something.
I own you and you and you.
What?
In college, my friend would do an impression of Mickey Mouse, and the first one was, huh? Come on, Minnie. I just want to touch you. And the other one was, I own you and you and you.
That's weird.
The slaveholder Mickey.
Oh, follow mommy. Follow mommy. Bye-bye, Mighty. All right.
Did you just call him Mighty?
I said, follow mommy, alrighty.
Oh, you said bye-bye. I sounded like you said bye-bye, Mighty. I was like, does he call him Mighty Mikey? Because that's cute.
No. I call him piece of shit.
No, you do not call him that. You love your son very much.
We might find a way to take him out to trick-or-treating tomorrow so we can just make use of our outfits. Gotta go out as a justice family.
Hmm. My wife and son are going as Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going as my own thing. Fuck them.
When I was at that dog show doing comedy, this other comedian named Kellen Erskine.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
Who was also featured on America's Got Talent. He said him and his wife are going as bank robbers. His, I want to say fourth grade, I can't remember how old she is, but I think he said fourth grade, maybe a little younger, is going as like a cowgirl sheriff. And their eight-month-old is going as a sack of money. I was like, oh, genius! Because it's just a sack you're going to have to carry around anyway.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Silly.
You know, you just put him in that sack with some cedar chips and leave the diaper off for the evening.
You and your cedar chips!
What, children aren't hamsters?
You've brought this up before.
I know.
On this show. Stop it! Enough!
You can smell nice.
Shh.
Like an old suit.
Well, I think I'm about ready to wrap it up.
You know who's really ready to wrap it up? I want to keep going for an hour.
The listeners are ready.
Yeah, I hope you guys said something funny over the course of that stupid keyboard thing, whatever you were talking about with the letters. Jesus Christ, that took a long time.
Nope. Fuck you.
I have to edit myself in saying things funny.
You're not
or
funny,
or you can
Tim.
Just go back and listen to the mini episode that is up by now of Noah in Utah. Noah and Max, friend of the show Max in Utah.
Heroes. There is no such thing.
That was amusing. I haven't finished putting it together yet, but it'll be up before this one is.
But you listened to it?
And what's that?
I said, but you listened to it?
One more time?
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Woo!
I am so glad that was aimed at Tim, because I'm sitting here like, I don't know, it's words. Shit.
This is going to be a rocking episode, people.
It just sounded like...
This episode, Noah has to repeat everything three times. You got to look into your internet connection, buddy. Someone's fucking with it.
Yep. Someone's dry humping your router.
Hot.
All right.
All right.
You're doing it like Wreck-It Ralph. I'm gonna wreck it.
This week I hate long, awkward hallways.
Remember? Nah, fuck. I got nothing. Got nothing.
Never trust Noah to come up with a never trust at the end of the episode.
Wait, you can trust me because I do it sometimes.
Thank you for listening to Tancast. Leave a comment on this or any episode at tancast.com. That's where you can find the Tancast Twitter, the Tancast Facebook, and the Tancast Store. A special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And if iTunes ever puts us back in the store, you have my permission to subscribe.
Tancast.
Remember, never trust a 2 hour and 44 minute to be good. I don't know. That's all I got.
I go back to the one I said.
Never trust Dagmar Midcap, because titties lie.
Episode title.
Your episode titling.
This week I hate episode titles.
All right.
I don't think there's any more magic to give.
Nope.
I think we've given it all.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a magic sponge that's been wrung.
I have to go